This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. A commitment to donate sales of shelved U.S. booze is being welcomed by the Community Food Sharing Association, which helps 60 food banks in Newfoundland, Labrador. These products were taken off the shelves amid tariff threats from the American president and have been sitting in storage for about 9 months now. On Tuesday, government gave the association a $500,000 donation, with the same amount to be paid when products have been sold. Chair of the board, Fred Marshall, says this donation will go a long way for the 15,400 people who go to food banks here every month.
For every $10 donated, we're able to produce $205 worth of product that would go out to the people in need. So you do that calculation to $1 million, that's tremendous. Today, I referred back to many years ago when I was involved, people would come to food banks. It was really, you know, people are very just, you know, say unemployed or unfortunate. But today we have people who are working that are coming to food banks, seniors who are coming to food banks. And as we listen to the news in the recent weeks, they're talking about food going up probably $1,000 for a household of four in the next year.
Newfoundland Labrador Liquor Corporation CEO Bruce Keating confirms the booze is valued at more than $3 million.
We knew it was approximately around $3 million. There were some things in our system that we went back and reviewed just based on where inventory is sitting and so on, just to make sure the number was correct. So the confirmed number is $3.2 million. And that's sitting in our distribution center. In some cases, it's in the back rooms of stores. We also have some located in Clarenville where we had some extra space there as well. And we actually have some in Kenmount Road, in a space that we have at Kenmount Road as well. So it spread out a little bit, and part of it was just making sure we had everything included in that number.
Keating says they did make small provisions for the expiration of some coolers and ready-to-drink products from the U.S., but spirits and wines are fine. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.